Hello there, and welcome to the County Conversation, a podcast featuring employees and subject matter experts from the Fairfax County government, discussing programs, services, and items of interest to residents of Fairfax County. I'm your host, Jim Person, and on this edition of the conversation, I'm chatting with Julie Bowman. She is program manager with Foster Care and Adoption Resource and Support in the Department of Family Services. We're chatting about foster care recruitment, which is an important topic any time of the year, but especially timely as May is Foster Care Month. Julie, thanks for being on the County Conversation podcast.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Looking forward to the conversation. I've got two adopted kids myself, So foster care and foster parents are kind of
close to your heart.
Closely related. Yeah, exactly. Before we dive in, there was a couple of figures I wanted to bring out,
sure,
which I think maybe demonstrates the issue that we're talking about. I was going to say problem. I don't know if it's a problem or challenge because I don't know what the numbers mean.
Sure.
So in February 2025, there were 5,482 children in foster care in Virginia. And also during that same month, there were 247 children in foster care in Fairfax County. What do those numbers mean? Is that normal? Is it high? Is it low? Give me some perspective.
Sure. The Commonwealth of Virginia has hundreds of local jurisdictions. And so Fairfax, we are the largest, and we typically have the most kids in foster care across the state. But really, given our population and the number of children we have in foster care, 247, that's very low.
Yeah.
And if you look across the country, Fairfax County has one of the lowest entry rates into foster care.
Any reason for that?
I mean, we have a very strong prevention program, and our staff work really hard to provide families with the services that they need while the children are still in their care, so we can avoid the restrictiveness of foster care.
Before we go too far,
sure,
what does foster care mean? Explain it to me when we're talking about foster care. How is that different than adoption or whatever?
Yeah, foster care is meant to be temporary,
okay,
so we really focus on that. Because once kids come into the custody of the Department of Family Services, they have a social worker who really acts as their legal guardian.
Hmm.
Their parents still have parental rights. And so we kind of co-parent with their birth parents for a period of time until we can ensure that they can return home. Our goal is always for children in foster care to return home.
Okay. You mentioned parental rights.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So every parent has legal and physical custody rights. And so, unfortunately, sometimes kids in foster care, we work really hard with the parents to put in services to ensure safety for them. And sometimes that's not always possible. So we have to go through, we call it TPR, termination of parental rights, and then those children are available for adoption.
Okay. So foster care, in my understanding, and tell me if I'm wrong.
Sure.
If you go into foster care, you are no longer in the home or the domicile, if you will, the resident of the birth parent or natural parent, if you will. Am I understanding that?
Yeah, right? You're right. So we like to call it a separation. So we are really separating the child from where they were living. It could be mom, dad, it could be a grandparent, any caregiver.
Hmm.
And we're placing them in a foster home, so another location. So it's a brand new home for them. Paint on the walls is different. Carpet's different. Pets are different. Everything's different for them. So it is a traumatic experience for them.
And I think the first priority is always to try to go with another family member as the foster.
Yeah. We have worked really hard here in Fairfax County to start looking for relatives as soon as we feel like the case is at higher risk for entry into foster care. We have a special team that does that.
Mm.
And they search, call, make home visits, send out letters, all sorts of things. Because our goal, if children have to be in foster care, we'd prefer they be with their family members. Like your own children, you'd prefer that they be with an uncle, brother, sister, mm-hmm, grandparent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's the, I don't know if success rate is the right word, but like if kids go into foster care with a relative, I mean, I don't know any other way to ask it, like percentage. How often does it work out?
Research shows that if kids come into foster care and the stability of their placement, so if they're placed in one home versus four homes, five homes, their outcomes are much better. They reunify with their families faster, so they go home. And their likelihood of things like graduating from high school later on in life are much higher. So we know that placement with a kinship provider provides placement stability. They have less moves during their foster care time, which helps us get them out of foster care. We don't want to be their parents forever.
Right. You want to put yourself out of a job.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I wish you didn't have a job.
I do too sometimes, but that's for a totally different reason. Reasons why kids need to go into foster care. Is there one thing? Is there multiple reasons? Is it a combination of factors?
That's a great question. I would say multiple reasons. The primary reason would be abuse or neglect.
Oh, man.
Someone, a concerned person in the community, a mandated reporter, calls our CPS hotline with a concern about abuse or neglect. So that could be physical abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse, or neglect. Actually, the majority of our kids really come into care due to neglect.
Hmm.
Basic needs, medical neglect, things like not getting their needs met.
Hmm. Okay. I wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah. There's also some social factors. I think recently, domestic violence, we see a lot in our families. It's not the reason kids enter foster care, but it's definitely a contributing factor. Things like substance use as well.
I don't know if this is the appropriate time to try to recruit parents after coming off that, but if someone's listening, and we'll ask more throughout the podcast, go ahead and give you an opportunity to throw out some contact information if anybody is interested in becoming a foster parent.
Sure. Yeah. Our county theme for May is supporting foster care changes lives. So we really want to provide awareness to the community about foster care, what it is, what the experience of kids are in foster care, and then our need for foster parents. So we have close to 150 children in foster care. Right now, the county has 100 foster parents. So we're always looking for more foster parents. So the easiest way to get in contact with us is fairfaxcounty.gov, search foster care, or send an email, fairfaxcounty.gov.
That's easy to remember.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sorry, I was a little distracted when you were mentioning the number of kids and the number of parents. Repeat that for me.
Yeah, we have about 100 certified county foster parents, and we have 247 kids in foster care.
Okay. So you have to be a certified foster parent. What does that mean?
Yeah. So we go through certain state criteria and do a home study. So most people come to us with an interest in learning more, a curiosity. So we share information about foster care, what our training looks like, what the home study looks like. One of the kids said it's kind of like a job interview, right? A social worker comes to your home. You have a working smoke detector, things like that. But then we equip you with training. So you go through our pre-service training. And then, it's a mutual family assessment. So are you interested in what we have to offer and vice versa? Are you a good fit for kind of the kids that we have in foster care in our new, in the county?
What are things you're looking for?
Yeah. Some of the best ingredients are people that are compassionate, empathetic. Flexibility is huge because as a parent in general, you never know what's coming your way, right? I think the other piece is we want our foster parents to come in with an open mind to embrace the child's birth family, culture, ethnicity. Mm. So really thinking about bridging that gap between the birth family and relatives and kind of joining their family instead of the child being part of the foster family.
Right. Well, that would definitely be more important if you don't have a relative that fosters the kid. You mentioned the theme of Foster Care Month again. Mm-hmm. Why is that theme so important?
I've worked for the county for over 18 years. My whole time has been in foster care.
Wow.
And I've been here too long, Jim, because now I see sort of generational things and, doing something to support foster care, whether it's becoming a foster parent or supporting one of our workshops or one of our community partners, it changes lives. It's showing compassion. It's showing support, showing resources that are kind of the building blocks to get kids where they need to go.
What are some misconceptions or, I don't know if myths is the right word, but people may have wrong when they hear about foster being a foster parent.
Yeah, we hear those a lot.
Really?
Yeah, a lot. People, you do not have to own your own home. A lot of our foster parents rent. You don't have to own your own home. You can work outside the home. You can have a full-time job. I think most people around Fairfax County have a full-time job.
Got to.
You can. That's true. And you can still be a foster parent. And, you know, you can be single, you can be divorced, you can be married. We really welcome everyone, including LGBTQ plus community households.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Is there a big need right now? I mean, I know we mentioned the number of children, but is it more girls and boys? Is it even? I mean, talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah. I mean, ironically, it's usually pretty 50-50. Last year, it was 55% female, 45% male.
Okay.
Usually generally runs there. But, you know, our greatest need are foster care homes for sibling groups. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes we do talk about children as one. Right. Majority of us have siblings. And for sibling groups, we're talking about three or more. Sometimes we have five siblings that come in. And our goal is always to keep the siblings together if it's safe and appropriate, because most of us with siblings, that's your longest relationship in life. So keeping that together is important. We also have a need for older teens.
I was going to ask about it.
Yeah, I think people get a little scared by teenagers. But, you know, teens have so much to offer, and there's such an opportunity to help them through high school and independent living and employment. So we always have a need for families that are open to having teens in their home and being that connection. And then our medically fragile babies. You know, sometimes that is a need for a stay-at-home parent. Or we have some foster families that use their FMLA leave, so their family medical leave.
Okay,
and so they take extended time off of work really to support those children. They might be born exposed to substances and need some extra care and can't go into childcare.
Okay. Interesting. We're on the County Conversation podcast, and we're talking with Julie Bowman. May is Foster Care Month, and we're talking about that recognition, as well as the important need for foster parents in Fairfax County specifically, but really all across the nation, wherever you might happen to be listening to this. You mentioned earlier that having empathy, I think, is a good quality, compassionate quality to have as a foster parent. You mentioned becoming a certified parent, foster parent. Talk to me a little bit about that training, that certification, what someone has to go through to be, air quote, certified.
Sure. Our training is really equipped to give you information about child development, information about abuse and neglect, and what that trauma looks like in children's behaviors. Also about the court system and what that looks like for foster care and what a foster parent might experience in terms of the timeline of a child being in their home. I also think one of the most important parts of our training is meeting other foster parents. So we, you know, they sort of move through a cohort. We're starting training actually tonight, 10 families. So they will move through the process together and meet each other, have conversations, and really become a support for one another.
Training cohorts, how long does that normally last?
So it's 5 weeks. And in between that, there is homework. Like, we'll never get out of homework. Yeah, there's an online foster parent college where there's some work to do between the sessions.
Okay. And how many of these training cohorts do y'all have, traditionally have every year?
We traditionally try to do 4, quarterly.
Okay. All right. Any support that beyond those training cohorts?
Sure. Once you're certified, Fairfax, we are fortunate to have social workers that are assigned directly to our foster parents. So you have someone that you can call in an emergency, you have a question, you're not really sure, they come out and do home visits. We also offer in-service training, so like continuing education, training about a variety of different topics, and we offer those monthly. And just the social interaction with other foster parents is, I think, really valuable. But we also have great community partners that support our foster parents.
Talk to me a little bit about the partners.
Yeah. So one of our partners is Foster the Family, and it's an amazing organization that is really about supporting the entire family. So if one of our foster parents gets a placement, I can put in a referral and they are delivering a meal to that family within 24 hours.
Oh, my.
Along with a curated gift basket. So if it's a baby, there's going to be diapers and formula and gifts. So it's really to support the caregiver so they can support the children in their home.
What haven't I asked you that you think people need to know about foster care? I'm sure there's a lot I haven't asked you, but
I'm like, wow.
Where do I start?
Where do I go with that? I think for us, we really are looking for people who are interested in kind of learning more. I think foster care, when you stop to think about it, is a big ask for people. And so I would just encourage listeners to really just go to the website, see what it's about, come to an information meeting just to learn more. If foster parenting isn't for you right now in your family, there are other ways that you can help the foster care community.
I think earlier you mentioned, or maybe it was before we started rolling, we were chatting and you were talking about community resources or community involvement. Explain that a little bit more for me.
Sure. You know, I mentioned foster the family. So some community members that come to us, you know, aren't ready to be foster parents or with work or whatever. So they become volunteers with Foster the Family. A lot of other faith-based communities work with Project Belong. And so they are church-based, faith-based organizations, but they really support foster parents, kinship parents, social workers too as well. We also have some groups in the community, sororities, fraternities that sponsor some of our workshops or our trainings. We had the League of Women Voters that taught our older youth in foster care about voting last fall. So there's a lot of ways to get involved to support foster care.
Even businesses or nonprofit organizations, like you said, that you might not necessarily think, hey, I'm going to get this business to become a foster parent.
Right.
There's ways they can support the program.
Yeah, and especially, you know, we partnered with some trade schools for plumbing, so kids get vocational skills things like that.
Awesome.
So there's really a wide variety. You know, if you're interested in learning more, supporting, like, don't hesitate to reach out to us. Be a foster parent at fairfaxcounty.gov. And, you know, we're open and creative. That's one thing social workers are. We're very creative.
So same email address.
Yes.
Whether from whatever part of the spectrum you're coming from, you want answers or information.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Same phone number as well?
Same phone number, yeah. Our phone number is 703-324-7639. And then again, our email address is bafosterparent@fairfaxcounty.gov.
Cool. You touched on this earlier, I think. A lot of foster parents might not think they're, and I'm going to put my air quotes up here, that they're ready to become a foster parent. What would you say to them to let them know that they are ready?
Well, I think back becoming a parent, or anyone you know that has been a parent,
right?
Were you ready to become a parent?
Right.
You think you're ready, but you don't really know about the journey.
Right.
Because every child's different. So I would say, you know, come get the information, see how it fits in your work, life balance, and you're not doing it alone. So there's other foster parents. You have great workers with the county to really support you along the way. And some of our foster parents start out as respite. So you're a foster parent. You're going away for the weekend for whatever reason. You're traveling for work. I'm a respite foster parent, so I'm just going to babysit your child for the weekend.
Okay.
So it's an easy way to sort of dip your toe into foster care.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Dip a little bit and get wet and then see how it is.
See what it's all about.
Yeah. Maybe it works out great, or maybe you're like, well, I don't know if I can do this.
Maybe respite is just what fits into your life.
Yeah. Maybe that's what you can handle.
Yeah.
Is there, I know there's no requirements you mentioned earlier, but I was thinking, is there any age requirement to be a foster?
18 or over.
So no upper end limit.
No, actually, we have a fair number of, I'll say, empty nesters.
Oh, interesting.
That have parented kids or adults moved out of the home, and they're still like, I have more to give. I have more to give back to the community, or more parenting in me. And, you know, their adult children are supportive of them being foster parents, and it's been a really great fit for foster care. So empty nesters out there, they tend to have more time for the most part.
That's true. And if they're, you know, older, they probably have, you know, decent financial resources as well. So, I mean, I don't want to put the two together, but, you know, that often comes with for the territory. We're getting close on time here. Is there something I haven't asked you or something you'd like to end our conversation with about Foster Care Month or becoming a foster parent?
I think the biggest takeaway is, again, curiosity. So going to our website, fairfaxcounty.gov, search foster care. We have virtual information sessions for anyone interested on the second Tuesday of each month. And those are virtual. So you just go on the website, learn more. You can fill out an interest form and just talk to one of our staff to see if get your questions answered and see if it's something that you're interested in or what do you have to support the foster care community.
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned the info sessions. I had written down a note. I was going to follow up and ask you about that, and I totally forgot. So thank you for doing that. As we end, just one more time, give us the email address, telephone number if people want to reach out and get more info.
Sure. The direct number is 703-324-7639, or you can reach us via email at bafosterparent@fairfaxcounty.gov.
Pretty easy to remember.
I know.
You did that on purpose, right?
Yes, I think we did. Yes.
Take credit for it. Go ahead.
I know.
Yeah.
My staff's wonderful. They came up with it.
Julie, thanks for being on the podcast. Enjoyed it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks to Julie for being here. Thanks to you for listening. If you want to hear more conversations with Fairfax County's finest, be sure to follow us on soundcloud.com/Fairfax County, as well as our podcast webpage. That's fairfaxcounty.gov/podcast. The County Conversation Podcast is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.